neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Me'in Shalosh, the Bracha Haruna, that we must conclude the enjoyment of having the five fruits of the Shivat HaMinim. That is, remember the order? What's the order? The fruits. What's the order?
Olives.
Date.
Grapes.
Figs.
Lemon.
Pomegranate. Hazar Baruch. Very nice. So, after having 30 grams of these fruits, we have to recite the long last bracha. Usually you find it right after Birkat HaMazon in your Sidurim, after Chidush of Shabbat night, you have Birkat HaMazon usually on Sidurim, and then right after it, you have Me'in Shalosh. So there are three items on Me'in Shalosh, that is Al HaMichya V'al Kalkala, Al HaGefen V'al Peri HaGefen, V'al Perot, Al HaEtz V'al HaPerot. So the first item is for michya, for any type of flour, such as but any baked cake, cookies, pasta. What else?
Halva.
It depends. Halva, of course, not the sesame one, but the one that you make with flour, and it's not good for you. Don't eat it.
Oatmeal.
Did you know that the halwa is not good for you? Yeah. Rambam says you should never eat such a thing. It's very.
I'm sorry. The sesame halwa, the Israeli one or the Persian one?
No, the sesame halwa is shahakol, but the other halwa, the Persian, always samachot, we make it. It's fried flour with oil. Yeah, yeah, it's very harmful. So in case you had to eat it, they force you. So you say mezonot and ala michya. So. Not any delicious, you have to even go around it. Yeah, that's anything that is tastes good is not good for you. Whatever that tastes not good is good for you. Yeah. Brown rice is good for you, but everybody eats white rice and it's damageable. So ala michya ala kalkala. So you need to eat 30 gram cookies, cake, pasta, lasagna, couscous. Couscous is mezonot and ala michya.
Cereal,
oatmeal. Right, oatmeal. Right. So now the question is, if you did not succeed to complete the shiur, that is the requested amount, 30 gram. If you had a piece of toast that is less than 30 gram, so we don't say Birkat HaMazon. So then you had a craving for one or two cookies. So now the combination of the piece of toast and the cookie adds up to 30 gram. So now the question is, what are we going to do with this? What bracha in the end you should say? Understand the question? You had a piece of toast and few cookies. I mean, what are we going to do?
What together is more than 60 grams now?
No, 30. You need 30 for both, for Birkat HaMazon and ala michya. But the problem here is, you didn't eat enough from the bread and not from the cookie. Its combination adds up to 30. So now, What's the halakha? What are we going to do?
They both make 60 grams or not? They both?
No, no, 30. 30 is okay. We need only 30. The requested shiur for Bitel HaMazon, you need to eat 30 gram bread.
So let's say the toast is 20 grams and the cookies are 20 grams. So you passed 30 already.
Even 30, yeah. Even, but the both is less than requested the amount that you should say Berachah Harona. It could be even 25, 28, but it's not 30. But combination of the both adds up to 30. And the halakha is bread and cookie, they don't combine. So that means even though the majmu'an, your combination, adds up to 30, you will not say any last bracha. Then so what happened? Yes?
Yes, they don't add to you.
Yeah, they don't add up. Even though that somehow, the reason that the term that is used for this long bracha is me'ein shalosh. Me'ein means parallel, similar. That somehow this bracha is parallel to Bikal Amazon. But still, we don't go by that idea. So that means even though that the bread and the cookie that you ate, and it happens many times, people, you know, they have little cookies. At the beginning, they wanted to have a toast, and then the total of amount of bread and cookie that they have eaten is more than 30 grams. But we're not permitted to say any bracha. Another chapter about this halakha. Let's say you have some polo, some rice. What's a bracha on rice? Baruch Atah Hashem, Ken Melech HaOlam, Borei Minei Mesonot. And what's the last bracha? Borei Nefashot Labot. So now, when we have a piece of cookies or some cake, what's the first bracha? Mesonot. And what is the last bracha? Al HaMichya. So now, if you had some rice, and then you were offered for some dessert, so what your reaction would be when you offered for some dessert?
You say thank you.
Grab it. You don't pass, right?
Not if it's halwa.
Then not halwa. Right? So now you ate rice and you ate cookies, cake. So what's the last bracha you say? And so what happened? So that's the whole technicality. So now, at the time that you have rice and cookies,
how much did you have? Each one you had enough sugar to get yes, the or both of them supposed to
be? What's the question you're asking? Rice, well, they eat the whole dig.
So you make
So now in this case that you had rice and cookies or cake, because there's a discussion that some do say ala michya after rice, but Sephardim we go by nefashot, we don't say ala michya. So in such a case that you had rice and cake at the same time, you only say the last bracha, that is Al HaMichya. Then Al HaMichya will
cover
the rice also. So this way you save one bracha. For
the same problem, we have cake and we have water. So we're supposed to say Al HaMichya on the cake and Boren Fashot for the water. But if we have cake and fruits, then we should say first Boren Fashot and then Al HaMichya.
But there's a discussion about this matter. And the nefashot and alam, the reason is that somehow when you say al tenuvat hasadeh, it might cover
the fruits.
So now the question is, which one you say first in such a case, the word nefashot first or al hamichya?
Koilani shomote, hallel ko hallelu ko, koilani shomo, nishomo sheli. koilani shomote, halel koheleluko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.